Cell phones may not be allowed in class, but students find ways to sneak text messages anyway.
Pile two textbooks, put the phone on the desk, and just type by the books.
Keep the bags on the laps, open it a bit, texting like that.
I go to the bathroom to text.
I always go to the bathroom when I need to text.
Those are middle and high school students in South Florida. Marlene Nazario, Mohamed Yunus, Gabriela Alvarez, and Teresa Fernandez. Teenagers send and receive an average of 167 text messages a day, according to a 2011 Pew Research Center study. About 50% visit social networking sites several times a week.
I think about my Facebook 24/7.
13-year-old C.G. Wright is an eighth grader at Brownsville Middle School.
I might be in English class and I get bored and I'm like, I wonder what's happening on Facebook. I wonder who's about to follow me on Instagram. I'm just going to go check.
Teresa Fernandez and Nicole Noda understand the urge to check in.
Let me see if they like my comment or if they commented back. You just gotta know, it's too tempting.
They think about it so much that 7th grader Michaela Alsop says your mind starts to play tricks on you.
And let's say your phone's on vibrate, you just start hearing things. Like, you may just hear the vibrate.
The people making school rules don't always get it. Most are baby boomers or Gen Xers. They didn't grow up with the same technology. Take Sean Sarah, principal at J.P. Taravella High School in Coral Springs.
You know, I can't necessarily relate because none of this stuff was really around when I was in high school.
Today's teen brain is literally a different brain than teachers taught 10 years ago. And it may be time for schools to adapt, says Larry Rosen, a psychology professor at California State University, Dominguez Hills. He thinks banning cell phones is a terrible idea.
Absolutely terrible.
He suggests a radical solution. Teachers should let students check their phones for 1 minute every 15 minutes.
The disruption of the kids constantly thinking about what's going on is much more distracting, much more harmful to their attention than letting them have a minute or two to do it.
His experiments show teens and young adults start losing focus after 10 or 20 minutes. It's not proven whether these one-minute breaks have a direct effect on student learning, but Rosen says any little break resets the brain's ability to focus. Older students seem to like the idea. Younger students?
Tell me what you think about that.
No!
Oh my God, that would make us so much more worse.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think that's a horrible idea. Because once you start the chain, it never ends.
Principal Sean Sarah is with the kids.
I'm totally against it. I would hope that students could dedicate 6 hours of total time to their education.
But teens aren't doing that. Mari Olga Lachlan teaches 12th grade English at Miami Palmetto High School. She says 1 minute breaks may just be a brilliant idea.
Organized checking of phones? Wow. I might give it a try.
She already lets students text and go on Facebook.
Because usually it doesn't interrupt my lesson. Checking one thing, it's not that big a deal.
And she says it's better than students sneaking off to the bathroom to text. At least this way, they stay in the classroom. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.